With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. It's always a good day when I find new releases of sacred choral and organ music in my mailbox, and on today's program, we'll explore some of the wonderful new recordings released in recent months. Great works by Howells, Guerrero, Arneson, Alain, and many others, in recordings of fine performances from the U.S. and U.K. We'll begin with a selection from a new release of organ music on the Raven label, titled Romantic Resonance, and featuring Adam Pagin playing the keg organ at the Basilica of St. John the Baptist in Canton, Ohio. He'll play the wonderful Flourish for an Occasion by William H. Harris.
Thank you.
Adam Pagin played Flourish for an Occasion by William H. Harris on a new recording from the Raven label. Dr. Pagin is instructor of organ and shop technician at the University of Oklahoma's American Organ Institute, where they not only teach organ playing, but organ building. We continue our new release program with a beautiful recording of Herbert Howell's Collegium Regala setting of the Jubilate Deo. It's performed here by the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, led by Dale Ottoman. Craig Phillips plays the organ. The Collegium Regala setting of Jubilate Deo by Herbert Howells was sung by the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. This is taken from an exquisite new recording of music by Finzi and Howells on the Gothic label. Dale Ottoman conducted. We move now to music of the Spanish Renaissance as we listen to the Truro Cathedral Choir sing the motet Simile est Regnum Caelorum by Francisco Guerrero. The recording features two mass settings, one by Duarte Lobo and one by Tomás Luis de Victoria, based on the motet we're about to hear. Christopher Gray conducts. Thank you. Simile est Regnum Caelorum by Francisco Guerrero was performed by the Truro Cathedral Choir on a recent recording from Regent Records. Christopher Gray conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A fine, eclectic mix of 20th and 21st century choral music can be found on a recent release by the Concordia University Chicago Capella, led by Charles P. Brown. From that recording, on the Mark Masters label, we'll hear a setting of words from the Song of Solomon, set by Eleanor Daly in Upon Your Heart. Charles P. Brown led the Concordia University Chicago Capella in Upon Your Heart by Eleanor Daly. Speaking of eclectic repertoire, prize-winning organist Arum Han has released a CD on the Raven label containing a wide range of repertoire, from a Bach trio sonata to her own transcription of the overture to Offenbach's Orpheus in the Underworld to a jazz suite by German conductor and organist Johannes Matthias Michel. Along the way, she offers music by Vidor, Vierne, Jongen, and Guy Beauvais. From Michel's suite, Organ, Timbrel, and Dance, we'll hear Swing 5. ¶¶ Swing 5 from the suite Organ, Timbrel, and Dance by Johannes Matthias Michel was performed by Arum Han on the organ of First Presbyterian Church, Davenport, Iowa. In a more traditional vein, the girls and men of Canterbury Cathedral Choir have produced an album of great cathedral anthems, including our next selection, I Was Glad by Sir Hubert Parry. David Newsholm directs, with Adrian Bautry at the organ.
Thank you.
From the disc Great Cathedral Anthems on the Signum label, we heard the girls and men of Canterbury Cathedral Choir sing I Was Glad by Sir Hubert Parry. David Newsholm conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The St. Matthew Passion by Orlandus Lassus is comprised of two large sections, one focusing on Maundy Thursday and one focusing on Good Friday. It blends chant and polyphony. From a new recording by Musica Ficta on the Naxos label, we'll hear the opening two sections of the first part, introducing the Passion story with the Evangelist, Jesus, and the chorus as disciples. Bo Holton leads Musica Ficta.
Passio Domini nostri Jesu Christi, secundum Matteum. In illo tempore, dixit Jesus discipulis suis. Scitis quia post vidum Pascha fiet, et filius hominis tradetur ut crucificatur. Tum congregati sunt principes sacerdotum et seniores populi, in atrium principes sacerdotum, qui dice patur Caiphas, et consilium fecerunt ut Iesum dolo tenerent et occiderent. Dicebant autem, accessit ad eum mulier abens alabastrum unguenti preciosi, ed effudit super caput ipsius recumbentis. Videntes autem discipuli, indignati sunt dicentes, Amen.
The opening two sections of the St. Matthew Passion by Orlandus Lassus. Bo Holton led Musica Ficta in that performance on the Naxos label. Kim Andre Arneson is one of Norway's most frequently performed contemporary composers, and a recent disc of his choral music was released by the Denver-based ensemble Kantorai on the Naxos label. From that recording, we'll hear them sing There We Shall Rest on a text of St. Augustine. Joel Rinsma conducts.
Thank you.
There We Shall Rest by Kim Andre Arneson was performed by Kantarai, led by Joel Rinsma. A new recording by organist Renee Ann Loupret on the ACES label celebrates French organ music of the 20th century. Recorded on the Mander organ at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York, we'll hear her performance of Jean Alain's Variations on a Theme of Clement Jeannequin.
Thank you.
Variations on a theme of Clement Jeannequin by Jean Alain was performed by Renée Anne Loupret from her new recording on the ACES label, A French Voice. She performed at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The concept for a new recording by the Westminster Williamson Voices comes from architecture and a quote by architect Louis I. Kahn, who said, "Inspiration is the feeling of beginning at the threshold where silence and light meet." Conductor James Jordan has constructed a recording that explores various aspects of that concept in music. From their recording on the GIA label, Silence Into Night, we'll hear the Westminster Williamson Voices perform a setting of the Pater Noster by James Whitburn. James Jordan conducts.
Oh,
Pater Noster by James Whitburn was sung by the Westminster Williamson Voices, led by James Jordan. A recent recording on the Convivium label presents a series of new organ works characterized as uplifting new works for organ. All are performed by Sebastian Thompson on the organ of Keble College, Oxford. We'll listen to the title track, Angels of Creation, by Thomas Hewitt Jones, dedicated to the performer.
Thank you.
Sebastian Thompson played Angels of Creation by Thomas Hewitt Jones from a recent CD of the same title on the Convivium label. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music from a variety of new recordings released in recent months. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be enjoyable and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.